and look at this, the continuation, we call it part two, understanding the call of God. I will pick our text from Matthew 11:28, where he said, come unto me. Let's pick it, let's read it. Matthew 11:28, that is the call.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
That is the call. And when he said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is the call for salvation. There is also the commission for those who receive salvation to go and preach the gospel. It is a call. When you are called, you are called to go and serve. After you are called to go and serve. But like we saw an example in Isaiah 51, verse 1 and verse 2, concerning the call of Abraham, and that is where I pick my emphasis from.
Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father.
What did he say again?
Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you.
Now this is where I am going.
For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him.
Therefore, when God calls you, it is an individual call. That is all my emphasis. Whatever I say, that is what I want to establish. That when God calls you, it is a personal, individual affair between you, the individual, and God. And you are called, and when God calls you, he's calling you to walk with others. But you can only function with others effectively after he has personally prepared you to be able to walk with others. He does not prepare us as a group. He does not gather you as a group before he sends you to go and walk. He calls you. Look at the apostles. All of them were called one by one. One by one. And last week, I emphasized a beautiful type of the Church of Jesus Christ in the building of Solomon's temple. Where in 1 Kings chapter 6, and we saw in verse 7, 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7, just a recap.
And the house, when it was in building,
that is the temple of Solomon, it was in building,
was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither. So that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron held in the house when it was in building.
There will be no, they did not hear any hammer. They did not hear the noise of chisel trying to shape any stone. That is my emphasis last week, is that the stones were prepared first before they were brought into the building. And the reason I'm emphasizing this is a revelation that if you catch, you will enjoy serving God. There will be no competition. There will be no envy, no jealousy. Because you are a member of that body in particular, with a particular function. We are called according to his purpose. I am called to fulfill a purpose of God. I am called to fit into that purpose in a particular way, a particular assignment, a particular position. And therefore, my preparation will be different from your preparation. Because my preparation is to achieve the purpose for which I am called. Now, touches you. No hammer. Once you come, you just fit in there. Boom. Amen. That is the body of Christ. The day you catch this, ministers of God, the day you catch this, and I have caught it, I teach what I know, and I teach what I practice. I teach the revelation God gave me, and I practice it. I told you last week that some of you will wonder, which type of church is this? I am the overseer of the church, and I'm telling you to clap hand for one small boy that is in revelation. Oh, I'm standing here. Praise the Lord. I have a testimony. I was blind, and then one evangelist, Samuel, touched my eye, and now I see, and I'm the overseer. And Samuel is not my son. And Samuel, everybody will be looking at Samuel. Amen. And I said, my brother from Abuja, you are hearing me now. The last prophet that left this church, after he left, my brother from Abuja called me. He said, we are just thinking how you will feel now that this brother has left. We just imagine how bad you will feel after you promote them, after you expose them, then they will leave. And I told him, you are even having a pastor you don't even know. Who told you that I am disturbed because he left? Am I the one that brought him here? As you come, that is how you will go. Amen. And that is the truth. I'm not being humble over it. It's a revelation. I have never discussed with any minister, say, come and walk with me. Therefore, why will I? Amen. Come, no see vision now. No see vision now. You. No see vision. I'm preaching, you are seeing vision. When Prophet Benjamin carry microphone, you stand up, you are jumping. No see vision. Okay, no sleep. Praise the Lord. You are in a ministry you don't even know what we are doing here. Oh, I see people playing politics. In the church here, politicians have come here looking for who will be for this and who will be for this. Even among ministerial board, who is for this, who is for that? It's evidence you don't even know where you are. Such people don't last here. A God that gathered us, we chase them out of this place. That's the truth. It is a function of revelation that nobody can take my place. Amen. There are gifts that we will have desired we have. I desire to have your grace, Olumide, to know Bible the way you know Bible. Before I call finish, you don't talk. Before I call finish, you don't talk. I say, which can you be computer? Are you AI? But my brain will be like your own. I will have desire to see vision. Like this prophet see. Sometimes I'll be grumbling here. When God show me something, tell me something, I go tell and say, no be me and this one there, go pick the person. Me, my own now, somebody. Why you not tell me somebody? I'm going to grumble here. But no matter how I grumble, now he chose me for his purpose. For his purpose. Amen. If I will have problem, I should have problem with him and not another person that he is using. was why the gifted people here, I have told you that the denomination says you have to go to Bible college. In fact, there's another church, if you don't have a degree, you can't be a pastor. And I told you, I said, God is not a grammarian. God is not an academician. And God does not even use intellectuals. He uses foolish things to confound the wise. Hallelujah. When God calls you, He does not send you to a Bible college. Neither does He send you to a school of prophets. He does not send you to a school of evangelists. And it's always school of prophets. I know they say school of evangelists. He does not send you to any school. When God calls you, He calls you for a purpose. Therefore, He anoints you for the purpose that He called you. It is the anointing. And God understands every language. If you cannot speak English, don't force yourself to speak English so that you will say it correctly what you saw. If you try to speak grammar and you don't sabi speak grammar, we're going to laugh you. If you blow the grammar, we'll go laugh. Speak in the language you can communicate. There will be interpreter. There will be interpreter. And always praise the Lord. Don't look down on yourself. Don't look down on yourself. There is nobody that is better than you. Did you hear me? There is nobody that is better than you. Brethren, there is something you have that I don't have. There is something I have that you don't have. It is sure. Prophet Boboye, you know go school. Me, I go school. But you they see vision. They talk and talk and I know they see what you they see.
Benny, sir.
Eh?
Benny, sir.
Sydney, which day you were standing here, I walked to you. What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
You said, so you didn't see what they are not see.
Service was going on. I see him, they do like this. So I went to him. I said, Sydney, so as all of us are here, so get something where they see now, where we are not see. Then I said, touch my eye. Please touch my eye. Make I see. Amen. And he refused to touch my eye. As if you touch my eye, I will get it. Nyanga, no man can give you any gift. It's God that gives the gift. He gives it according to the purpose He has called you. The day you catch this, you will not have problem in your Christian life. And the grace differ. In Mark chapter 4, verse 20, concerning the different soils that receive the seed. Verse 20, what did he say?
And these are they which are sown on good ground.
Uh-huh.
Such as hear the word.
They will hear the word.
And receive it and bring forth fruit.
Now, bring forth fruit. Uh-huh.
Some 30-fold.
There is 30-fold.
Some 60.
There is 60-fold.
Some 100.
Some 100-fold. They are never the same fold. And you will give account of the measure of the grace He has given you. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure.
The measure of faith. When you catch this, you operating any grace, you will not look down on anybody and you will not be proud. Because You are only functioning according to the measure of the grace that he has given you. The 30-fold measure one, you will be killing yourself if you try to operate like the 100 measure. Because the grace is different. There are people that can do dry fasting. 7 days, no food, no water. But there are also some that when they reach 12 o'clock, they'll be seeing rainbow. Praise the Lord. That doesn't mean you are better than that one. It's within the grace given to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is good that you discover your grace and remain there. Remain there. And God will prosper you there. Even in trials for perfection, every one of us will undergo trial. But the way the trial you will go through will be different from my own. The trial is always individual. It's always individual. And when you have overcome your own, amen, don't look down on the one that is still having his own. Everybody will undergo it to be perfected. And so when God calls you, therefore, he builds a personal relationship with you. That is what he wants to achieve. He wants to build a personal relationship with you. That is why the relationship we have with Christ is likened to the relationship that a husband and a wife have. For this reason shall the man leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. And what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And if you get the relationship between a man and his wife, when the man marries the woman, let's read it in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 5, read it from verse 25.
Husbands, love your wife.
Listen very well.
Even as Christ also loved the church, uh-huh, gave himself for it.
We're reading Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Go on.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Verse 27. That he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle.
Verse 26 again.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Uh-huh.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church,
uh-huh,
not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
The duty of every husband is, after the marriage, after he has paid the bride price, he marries the woman. I have told you men before, those of you who are looking for a perfect wife, perfect woman, there is no perfect woman anywhere. The perfect woman you are looking for only exists in your mind. And that picture you have in your mind, you are the one to create it. When the woman comes, then you wash her, you clean her up, you prepare her to present her to who?
To yourself.
How you want the woman to be is determined by you. I'm going somewhere, listen very well. It is your own responsibility to mold her into that image you desire of your wife. And The image you have in your mind is different from the image another brother has in his mind. Therefore, you are not going to make your wife look like the wife of Olumide. You don't know the taste of Olumide. Oh, glory be to God. Olumide is a Yoruba man, for instance. And the best food, now, ewa, let's say, don't chop up. Ewa, gwen. And they are not, they are rice. You are the type of rice they eat. They eat ofada rice. And the soup, their delicacy, their best delicacy is ewedu, amala. But you are an Igbo man. Your own is swallow. Pound it very well. You don't even like the one where they pump for machine with hand, so that when you take it, as you they swallow, your eye they bulge out. Now that is the type of wife you will prepare after you marry a Yoruba girl, a Calabar girl, to make her cook Igbo soup. You are going to train her for it. That is how God relates with every one of us. That when he calls you, then he will mold you to fulfill the purpose for which he called you. But the problem we have is for you to submit yourself for him to do the work. Submit yourself. That is the only problem we have. And that is always the problem with marriages. When a woman thinks she knows better than the husband, then that marriage has no foundation. It will not last. There are people that live, husband and wife is only label. But in actual sense, they are not enjoying the marriage. They are not enjoying the marriage. And it's always, any relationship you see, any relationship, a man and a woman, you see them, 80%, the reason they have problem is always because the woman is not ready to follow the man. I say 80%. Now, this is how God has ordered it. You may know better than him. That extra knowledge you have is to help him, not to dictate to him. And don't be angry when he refuses your help. But I always suffer because of his bad decisions. That's why you be on your knees and be praying for him. God gave you a bad husband according to your rating. He still remains a man. The order is above you. He's the one that paid your bride price. I'm not talking about marriage. I'm using it to make you explain how we are to relate with God. Woman, stop comparing yourself with another man's wife. And remind your husband, not be the same man, you be like him. I am not the same man like Boboye. I'm not the same. My belly big, your own small. How can you say we are the same? He speaks Yoruba. I speak Igbo. How can you say we are the same? He's long. I am not short. Hallelujah. But boy, it's a lot of meat. But if I eat meat, I will suffer from pile. Therefore, I know they chop meat. Only bush meat are they chop. If you like make it kill me, I will chop up. Listen, don't compare yourself. You only see them outside. You don't know what is happening inside. You don't know the trouble they have. That is why we are returning marriage matters. And I want to be part of it now. Marriage matters. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Submit yourself to God. It's total surrender. Total surrender. And when you begin to deal with God as an individual, then you focus more on yourself than on what others are doing around you. Listen very well. Focus on your own self. Focus on what God has called you to do. Remain where God has kept you in that calling. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because the Christian faith has been so misrepresented that we cannot even get the true picture of what ministry or what we call the call of God is all about. We are lively stones, and those stones are prepared for this building. It's for this building. Praise the Lord. The building, and it is only after every one of us is prepared that we can now walk together. If two of you shall agree, but two cannot walk together except they agree. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you can only agree even with God when you understand Him. Understand your calling. And understand that everybody has his own purpose. The Bible says we should forbear is to tolerate one another. Tolerate there is the fact that we don't grow at the same pace and we don't have the same function in the body of Christ. Therefore, be patient with one another. They will soon grow to fit into. Amen. Don't worry. Every one of us, we will undergo God's own quarry. It will shape in every one of us before it will fit you into the ministry. Then we can flow together. But while you are waiting for anybody, don't allow anybody pull you down. If you will go, don't hinder me. But help each other. That's what James is saying. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another. We watch over each other. That's why there is the ordinance of feet washing. Love, brotherly love, brotherly love, brotherly love. We must love each other. Praise the Lord. We must love each other. Put on the attitude of helping one another rather than killing one another. You see anybody with a grace and you're in position to help, help the person. But when you want to help the person, you want to rubbish you, you just step aside and allow God to finish with him by praying for him or her. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the purpose of this exhortation is to let every one of us focus on God's dealing with you. Stop being distracted. You are admiring other people. You don't know that you too, somebody is admiring you. We need each other. But allow God to prepare us so that we can fit in together. I listened to a preacher some years back that was preaching in a service I happened to be. He came from Canada and he said that he's a farmer of wheat. And that he discovered that when you gather wheat, you harvest wheat, the wheat that is matured, they say, is brown. But they all start with being green. Then, when they become brown, then you know it's time for harvest. But in the course of harvesting, you could see one or two green inside. And if you pack all of them and put them in the barn, in the storehouse where you harvest your wheat, he said, after some time, he said, when you are passing by, you will be hearing. He said, the experienced farmer will know that there is a green among the brown. He said, if you don't go and look for that green and remove it, after some time it will get rotten and destroy all the brown around it. And that is exactly how God deals with some people. That we gather like this, you will still see some that are still as carnal as where they came from. They are the ones. There are people that are here for 20 years. I don't even know your name. You have never been to my office. But there are some that every month with a settled case involving them. Every month, one report or the other concerning them. They are the green among the brown. There are people that enjoy fight. They are the green among the brown. If everybody is peaceful with you, you are not happy. I'll go find troubles more. And they enjoy it. That was the life of Agbero they were living before they came to Christ. But they have not waited enough for the Lord to remove Agbero's spirit from them. They carry that if it's a young girl. Be scaring men away. They don't even know that when you want to marry a Christian, you want to marry a humble person. Not the one who will look you for face. If they call him, he say he vex. If they talk, he go cut the phone on you. There are some men, if you cut a phone on them, they will block you forever. Then they make now this morning, what do I do? Now he just block me. Make this morning, now he block me. You are green. Go back to your papa, make you finish maturing you. You marry that type, now fight every day for house. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you hear songwriters write, I surrender. Surrender for what? It's for God to deal with you. Have thy own way, Lord, have thy own way. It is a posture of surrender. And let God shape you so that you can fit into the body of Christ and function according to your call. Let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord have his way. Let me hear you, Sister Joy. Tell somebody.
Let the Lord have his way. Let the Lord have his way. Put your hand in his hand and let him lead you. Look up high and see the crown awaiting over there. And let the Lord, oh, let the Lord. The road seems so rough and the valley so low and the mountain so high you cannot climb. 'Cause Because Him alone can make you fit in His house.